It is the most quickly, outwardly manifested sin against the second table of the law. When it comes to the eighth commandment, we are using our mouth more than anything else throughout the day, more than any other member. And no wonder then the outward sins against the eighth commandment are so easily fallen into and readily apparent. But they're so readily apparent that we do what all sinners like to do, and that is justify our words, justify our gossip, justify our slander. Of course I have the right to speak this way because it is the truth. And the second reason that I would cite is that the mouth and words goes to the fundamental basis of how we were created and constituted by God in the first place. God said, and it was so. We were created by the divine word. And in our words with one another, that's how we first engage in communion and discourse with one another. It's by words. So it only stands to reason then that the corruption of sin is manifest so pervasively and so evidently in words that we speak. The basis of false doctrine is where our word trumps God's word. Self-justification, our word trumps the judgment of God's law. When we make forgiveness the product of our own works and satisfactions before God rather than what Christ has done for us, again, our words trump the word of the gospel, God's word. And it's getting at, again, why is it that this commandment, more than any other, it seems, is so pervasive and so difficult for us and so easily stumbled into by all of us all of the time?